Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell a lot of them, but I do like to talk about them, and there's some interesting hardware news this week, which there usually isn't ever. The GameStick, the other Kickstarter video game console, will be coming out October 29th. I looked at their release, or at least software library, don't know if it's a release library, and they have some interesting things coming out. Balderdash is something else. Balderdash is pretty cool, too. I like Balderdash a lot. Also, in Japan, the PS Vita has a new thing called the Vita TV, which is basically the GameStick, except that it plays PS Vita games. It's a little thing that plugs into your HDMI port. You can hook up a DualShock to it, and you play games on your TV. It's great. It's tiny. It's neat. Probably not coming out here, because I don't know if the Vita is doing that here. Also, the third piece of hardware this week, the Hyperkin Retro N5. It plays Game Boy Advance, Game Boy NES, Super NES, Genesis, Game Boy Color, like all these games for things. It's a lot. And it's $100 and it comes out on October 31st. I don't know how it is yet, but it plugs into your TV by HDMI and plays a bunch of old cartridges, so it's pretty neat. It also plays the overseas counterparts of many of them. I'm not sure if it's European and Japanese or just Japanese, but I intend to find out, and I will let you know. The PlayStation 3 downloads this week include Puppeteer, NHL 14, and Street Fighter X Tekken. The PSN downloads include Carnivores, Dinosaur Hunter HD, Chaos Code, Sanctum 2, and Dragon Fantasy Book 2, as well as a PS2 game, Mystic Heroes. The PS Vita has Dragon Fantasy Book 2 and Killzone Mercenary. The Xbox 360 has Castle of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse and DuckTales Remastered, the latter of which I bought 2 days ago and I'm currently plowing my way through. I am having a great time. If you like the original NES DuckTales and you watch the TV show DuckTales, this is something you're going to want to see. Unfortunately, there's no demo of it, which is really a shame because I think you just would like to see it for 5 minutes if you don't want to buy it. I think you will want to buy it. I like it a lot. I'm on one of the new levels. There's a couple new levels added to the game, so you'll want to check that out if you can. The Wii U has the virtual console game Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link from the NES. Also great. Also replayed that recently. Love it. DSi has Letter Challenge, Tales to Enjoy, Puss in Boots, and Tales to Enjoy, Little Red Riding Hood. While the 3DS has the Eternian Odyssey Untold Millennium Girl demo and Tecmo Bowl, the NES game on Virtual Console. New at Entertainment Earth. Life-size Stormtrooper action figure. Life-size Stormtrooper action figure. I saw it at Comic-Con, and now we have it for sale. Gentle Giant is putting out a 6-foot-tall, enlarged. It's a Kenner Stormtrooper from 1978, but it's as big as you are, assuming you're 6 feet tall. It's really cool. It comes with a gun. It's big, and it costs a bunch of money. And you can pre-order yours right now. We also have the 12-inch Hoth Rebel Soldier. It's a bigger version of the 3¾-inch scale figure from 1981. And you can get that, and they're all due October 2014. Pre-orders are open. We're also adding pre-orders for Plants vs. Zombies Pirate Zombie Pop Vinyl figures, the Borderlands Gentleman Caller Claptrap action figure, the Minecraft Core 7-inch plush set, the Minecraft Papercraft Hostile Mobs 45-piece set. There's a lot of new Papercraft sets for Minecraft this week, by the way. You'll want to check those out. And we got a bunch of new stuff, too. So check all that out on entertainmentearth.com. And please do follow us on Facebook. We're posting all kinds of things like Halloween pumpkins, high schools that look like Millennium Falcons, you name it. And let us know what you'd like us to post there, because we're probably going to post it. Well, that's not true. We may post it if we like it and it's cool and we want to share it with the rest of the class. So check it out, facebook.com/entertainmentearth, I think. And see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast!